Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Real estate site Bodo conducted nationwide research to find out which states and cities harbor the highest rates of prejudice against various groups.
Oh, this is always a fun list.
And while I can't read this as well as I want to, we can go through some of the things.
How did they come to this conclusion, by the way?
I didn't look into their methodology.
Because I was...
You're welcome to, if you like.
All right, so we're just taking their word for it.
I kind of always
I did not look into their method.
I hate when they lump people.
Their methodology.
It always sucks if you're not.
Oh,
if you're not.
I'm sorry. I did know. I forgot. They used tweets and took words out of tweets and the words that were used by people tweeting in particular cities and states.
Okay.
This is what I don't like about these the methodology.
So it's based on racists who tweet.
Basically,
and other sorts of prejudices.
But we all know areas of the country where people are not racist, but they live with people that are, and I always feel bad for those people because you always hear like, "Yeah, everybody there's a oh, you live there? Oh, they're all dicks." No, because I'm not. You know what I mean?
Well,
so you're gonna read a bunch of cities here probably, and we're gonna know people in these cities that aren't racist.
And so, some of them you're gonna know people that are.
Okay,
right. And when
well,
you
that's
say
any city. You know, any city, any town in this country is going to be a racist.
Right. And and apparently in some, there are more racist people than in other cities.
That tweet, apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the cities with, say, high anti-black sentiment are areas with high black populations. For instance, it goes Baltimore, Atlanta, New Orleans, Newark, New Jersey...
Yeah, they're all pretty.
Baltimore 64% black, Atlanta 61%, New Orleans 60%. Just over half of Newark is black.
So the outnumbered white people get pissed off?
I don't know. At number 7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know, I never lived there. Lincoln seems I meet a lot of nice people in Lincoln. Why are they racist?
I can't answer that.
Because their football team doesn't exist without the brothers.
Yeah, they seem to like them on Saturdays.
Yeah, they love them on Saturdays.
Not always, though. Yeah. If he misses a tackle, fumbles the ball.
They bitch of white guys, too, though.
They don't like them.
That's for the cities. For the states, West Virginia has about twice as many horrible tweets as number 2 when it comes to statewide prejudice against black people.
Man.
The number of anti-Latino tweets is much lower, but follows the same basic principle. Just because different races live near each other doesn't mean that there is less racism.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Yeah.
They looked at maps.
Oh, this could also be
I'm not racist, but there's a lot of those tweets.
Yeah. Here's the most racist thing you're going to hear in a long time.
It could just be one racist son of a bitch who likes to tweet a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, since the coal mines
now, West
went
Virginia
away.
Doesn't surprise me. And that whole thing about the blacker cities doesn't surprise me either because people get, you know, people blame other people's problems on other people.
Right.
They blame all the time.
They blame the city's problems on the majority of the citizens.
Yeah. Highest number of sexist tweets coming in from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Nevada.
We know some misogynists from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah,
but even in Nevada, they say, thanks to the state's huge pornography industry, that just because they use the word bitch, they can't verify whether that tweet is related to porn.
Oh, God, well, you know who uses the word bitch more than anybody else?
Me?
Is women.
Oh, and women, too.
Yeah, bitches.
I'm sorry, women. Yeah,
women in general. You're right. Bitches.
Yeah.
The word
bitches.
Bitches.
As far as anti-gay tweets, apparently a lot of people hate the gay and trans people. And showing up, let's see, at number 1 with the slurs against gay and lesbians. Buffalo, New York,
really?
Followed by Arlington, Texas, Riverside, California, Fontana, California, and Lincoln, Nebraska.
Man, what's Lincoln. Up with Lincoln?
Wow.
Stop tweeting, Lincoln. Just stop tweeting.
That's something coming out of Lincoln's finally the top 10.
Come on, Lincoln, stop tweeting. It's not cool, man.
Well, that made me one of the protesting too much kind of tweets.
Oh, yeah. I bet if you look at Grindr activity in those same anti-gay cities, it's probably off the charts.
Yeah, I bet so.
Their tweeting then becomes actually trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Lincoln Grindr feed, Puss? I know you check that out once in a while. Because Puss has a different name when he gets to Lincoln. He's got a Grindr name.
It's rough, but not as rough as he would like it to be.
Because nobody's looking for Puss on Grindr.
Yeah, you can't use the word
Puss. That's got to make it tough, yeah.
Worst Grindr screen name ever.
Puss.
A total turnoff.
Right. Swipe left.
He's big junk on Grindr. Sorry I gave that away, but people can find you there.
Now I got to change my profile.
Your phone's going to be blowing up.
And the number one state for tweeting the terms like fatty, fatso, and fat ass.
Oh, jeez.
Get your fat ass back here.
Okay, all right. Now, do you prefer fatty or Miss Boombaletti?
Sporting the fourth highest.
I'm starving.
Sporting the fourth highest rate of obesity in the United States, Louisiana.
So
they fat shame.
They fat shame themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it might be like the one skinny guy in Louisiana who's just fat shaming everyone
the
around.
The one skinny guy
up
in
a storm.
Oh, no.
Tweeting about it.
I'm fat, but not as fat as that guy.
It seems a little unscientific.
No.
Just by Twitter.
Right.
Well, they're using tweets and the words that people use.
I know that people
actually use those words on the Twitter.
But there has to be two or three hardcore racists in Lincoln who are just freaking us out, man. Stop it. Racist, homophobe, one guy in Lincoln is just killing the curve.
Hopefully
man.
It's just one guy.
Well, okay, it's probably five. You know, or
all
10.
Retweeting each other.
Yeah, it might be it. But stop it, Lincoln.
You're interesting. You're right. It's just a few guys who are skewing the results.
Hopefully.
And in Louisiana, it's one fat guy bitching about fat chicks. Which, of course, is a nationwide problem.
Yeah.
The fat guy fat shaming women. I love him.
It's always been that's always been around.
No.
President Trump says North Korea will be completely destroyed if the North forces the U.S. to defend itself or its allies. The nuclear program there poses a threat to the entire world. Their leaders are a band of criminals, and Kim Jong-un should be referred to as Rocket Man since he is on a suicide mission for himself and his regime.
They're not actually rockets. They're missiles.
Yeah. So, he's also a douchebag.
Has Elton stepped up yet and said, hey, stop that?
Well, it's funny. Jim Jeffries starts singing.
Sully my song.
He starts to sing Rocket Man on his show after he does this crap. It's a brand new Jim Jeffries show. And he goes into the first couple of lines of Rocket Man, and they just cut him off, and they put a big sign up, we can't afford the rights to this, so we're going to a commercial break.
So he must tape that like day of.
Yeah, it was. He did this bit about Rocket Man, so it must have been, it might be a daily show. We talked to Jim.
No, I think it's just weekly.
Okay, but still, though, he must have,
I think he
caught a new one.
Every Tuesday night? Right. Was last night Tuesday?
Yeah, I watched it last night. Okay.
Let me check. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little lost.
Well, it had to be, because the Rocket Man speech was yesterday, and he did a bit on it, so yes.
I'm a little lost, because I've slept about a total of 5 hours in the last 48.
Hey, you know what I did? You know what I did?
For whatever reason, I cannot sleep.
Oh,
the nicotine withdrawal
sucks, man.
Thing, or?
You know what I did yesterday? I slept all night without peeing last night. Now, granted, I woke up at 4:30, like we all do. Puss wakes up earlier than Craig does. And I figured out how to do that now.
I don't drink?
Well, I didn't drink last night. Let's clarify that. I won't make that mistake tonight.
All right there.
I had no liquid because I was out and about at my son's football, like to a game and a practice, from like 3:30 on. I had maybe a sip of water. Now, I drank a bunch of liquid before that.
Gee, that's not good for you.
Yeah, but you got to help me. Well, I know I drank a bunch of liquid before that. I didn't go to bed parched. Don't get me wrong, but in fact, I slept all night, and that was. But I don't usually do that because I like a little bit of beer, a vodka in the evening.
Yeah. And I put a lot of water in my vodka cocktails.
Yeah, once I wake up, Todd, it's insomnia kicks in completely, man. I hate it.
But I'm okay.
I hate it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
don't take the Ambien or anything.
On a normal night, you know, I can sleep without without getting up. But it's my nap in the afternoon because I drink a ton of water in the morning and a ton of coffee, and I can sleep for maybe 45 minutes before I got to wake up and piss.
Yeah.
And then it's over. And that's kind of how it all started on, I didn't sleep much on Sunday night. Then Monday I didn't get much of a nap because I had to, you know, then I can't shut off my brain.
Nope, me neither.
You know, and it's not it's generating a bunch of genius or anything.
No.
It's just going, and I can't turn it off.
The constant whir.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not.
It's annoying to you.
There's not equations going off in your head.
Oh, no, I'm not.
There's no Einstein happening up there.
There's
no
it's a beautiful
resolution
mind.
Of anything.
It's a beautiful mind.
It's that same thing.
Just get up and write down his thoughts right now.
Equations running through his head constantly.
Yeah, that's not happening in the next great American novel. None of that's coming out of there. It's just the brain.
Or a novel.
Right. Happens to be going.
I'm with you.
And I think it might be. And this is why now I think I hate the fact that I read that The Easy Way to Quit Smoking book. Because they said.
Because you pushed out and started smoking again.
No, I haven't smoked for a couple of days.
Oh, you're back to that again. Okay.
That may be part of it, is the nicotine withdrawal.
Oh,
but I shouldn't have read that because I wouldn't have even thought about nicotine withdrawal. But they say, yeah, you're going to get restless. And yeah, you're going to get these little pangs that feel like you're hungry. That's why people get fat when they quit smoking.
Yeah, everybody
because
does.
Because the nicotine pangs.
Still better than smoking.
Yeah.
Put on a few pounds, so they don't get fat. Some people just
interpret the lack of nicotine pangs as hunger pangs because your stomach rumbles.
Right.
You don't really need food. You just need to wean yourself off the nicotine.
Right.
So that might be part of the reason I ain't sleeping.
How good you quit again. Good.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
I mean, I happen to get a little second wind before I come on the show, so.
Yeah, but that dies quickly.
Oh, yeah. That dies about 9:59.
Exactly.
And then I go home and try to nap, and I just can't.
Sometimes, I feel like I just get
stupid.
Too tired.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very tired, and then somehow can't sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up, take on the day, folks.
The hell is that?
A lot of you people.
I'm too tired to sleep.
I hate that.
Or you get that nap where you never really get deep asleep and you don't feel like you went to sleep.
Right.
But
right.
You probably were.
Right.
But you don't feel rested.
And there's a clown in the corner looking at you.
No, that too.
Scares the hell out of you.
And weird dreams. When you do actually sleep.
Oh, God, I did that the other morning. I woke up at like 3 or something to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 45 minutes or an hour between there and my alarm, I had a awful dream about not waking up and being late for work.
Oh,
which just sucked.
Yeah.
Just sucks all the fun out of that last hour of sleep.
We're a morning show, by the way. Wake up and take on the day.
Yes. Get up. Get after it today.
Get your tired ass. You have 10 or 12 hours in front of you. Get on and take on the day. You got that 7-to-7 shift happening shortly. Get to work.
Come on.
Take on the day.
Smile. So.
That's just a frown upside down.
Face piles of trials with smiles.
And remember, we're all tired.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I got that again the other day.
We forgot
I know you're tired.
We forgot that.
I'm not allowed to say it. I'm not allowed to say it.
No. No. No, you'd be wrong no matter what.
Right.
You'd be wrong no matter what.
See, I don't get that because apparently everyone else in my house is well rested.
Mm.
I never get we're all tired.
Well,
oh,
you're empty nesters. You are well rested.
Yeah, the dogs.
Well, once again, dogs are always going to be there.
Yeah, the dogs are like, man, I only slept 15 hours today.
Exactly.
I'm tired.
I admire those creatures because the average dog sleeps 12 to 14 hours a day.
Yep, they do.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, if you've got nothing to do, you sleep 12 to 14 hours a day.
I wouldn't want that.
Even if they get up to go somewhere, they can only go to the back of the yard.
Sleep when I'm dead, Bon Jovi famously said.
No, you need sleep. There's a lot of guys who...
a guy who has 5 hours sleep last two nights, right?
Lead the world and they're sleep deprived.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you got that right. Yeah, he tweets at 4 in the morning, dumbass.
See, I'm not doing that.
No, he is.
I'm fighting with people on Facebook. Listeners, but we're doing it in a civil fashion.
All right.
There you go. You know, we are happy, sunshiny people around here. According to new research at the London School of Economics and Political Science, we are the happiest at 2 points in our lives. They can figure out the 2 points in our lives when we are the happiest.
Let me guess, we're past those points.
Well, it's probably not necessarily ages.
It's
stuff,
ages.
Stuff happens in your life. Oh, ages.
Ages, okay.
Yeah, but what if you're not happy in those times?
I thought it was life events.
What is it?
So you're saying our happiest days are behind us?
Our happiest days are also ahead of us.
Oh.
Yeah, I read these.
And we're kind of in a valley right now.
Yes. Although not as much of a valley as others.
What's the first one?
23. Age 23. The study found that happiness tends to follow a U-shaped curve over an individual's lifetime, with satisfaction reaching higher levels during the extremes of the study's age range and swinging down in the middle age. The researchers noted the two most important years when happiness peaks, age 23,
11,
and age 69.
How you doing? Well, we're not near that yet.
Yep.
No.
When that comes, I hope sunshine's shooting out my ass at 69.
Yes. Yeah,
better than something
yeah.
else might be shooting out at 69.
Yeah, apparently in our early 20s, we are energetic and excited for the changes that come along with young age, new careers, new places to travel, new people to meet.
And getting laid.
And that.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay single at 23, please. If you're married at 23, that ain't real.
By the time we reach our 60s and 70s, though, we have likely retired and can now find the time
not deal with
and perhaps
BS.
even the money to book a flight to Hawaii at a moment's notice or to do any number of things that we want to. The dip in middle age also pretty logical. After all, your 40s are a busy time with your damn family and climbing the corporate ladder and just life.
Did it say damn family?
No.
So you're happy at 23. You're happy at 69, so there's only 46 years of misery in between.
Well, but less misery because it is a U-shape. And
true.
So, it is a drop-off slowly at age 23, and then it ramped back up in the late 60s. What this also points out is the reason that you are happiest at age 23, you are wrong.
Yeah, you just don't know any better?
You're oblivious.
You are wrong.
Because
if everybody's happiness goes down after age 23, at age 23, they say, hey, we're looking forward to new things here, new things there. Well, and then if it's a U-shape, then no, it doesn't work out.
It is the point in their
life.
Yeah,
but you don't know that, though.
When they realize.
But I also think that's true because what you said exactly the reason. It might be, obviously, it's different for everybody. What they were doing at 23. If you knock somebody up and you're married, you're screwed. Sorry. But if you are just starting your life out, either right out of college or still just out of high school a couple years, and everything is ahead of you, so there is a reason to be happy.
Yes.
So somewhere and then between 69, you don't have to deal with anybody in the hallway, wherever you work.
Right.
I'm just saying you're retired. I mean, you might not be rich, but you're retired. You don't have to deal with it. I've met guys that are not rich that are retired or happy as hell because they don't have to deal with anybody
telling them what
to do. Yeah. So those are the reasons. You're right.
After the age of 23, do you start realizing that your dreams are stupid?
23.2.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Just 24, right?
Oh.
Let's give him 24.
24?
24,
Todd.
So yeah, but you're still young. Still, everything's cool, man.
Yes. There's still the, you're still able to hold out hope.
Well, when I was 23, I did have high aspirations. And then.
And a kid.
Along came. What Tony likes to call the little destroyer of dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony called his son little destroyer of dreams for years.
For a long time.
When he was a little kid.
I don't know if that title still remains.
He meant that in the nicest way.
I'm sure
he's gotten older, I think it's morphed into, hey, you lazy bastard. You can't call a 5-year-old a lazy bastard.
No, you can't, because they are lazy.
They are.
Yeah. Look at you. 5-year-old laying there.
No, I would guess late 30s is probably when you would realize that your dreams were stupid.
Oh, no, I think you...
when it really sets in.
Probably.
No.
Probably realize it earlier than that. If you're really self-aware.
Firefighters in Germany were called in to help free a man who got his penis stuck in the hole of a free weight at the gym.
Is this story true? I've had it emailed to me 1,000 times.
Well, we saw the...
Haven't bothered to snope
the gym plate, I mean the weight plate that was shattered.
No, that could have been staged, too.
I know, but I still
I think
the story.
That was a stock photo.
Yeah.
I've seen those photos. I've seen the circle on your weights, and instead of hanging a towel over there, why don't you throw some weights on that?
No.
No, not at all.
Apparently, with the help of a grinder and a hydraulic saw.
I think when you're 23, you can hold a weight up there.
They were able to break the weight into five parts, freeing the penis.
Go. Get out in the world. That's how we say when I free the penis.
So he was doing a little girth
checking. The fire department, apparently on Friday,
I think he was saying, if this is true,
released a photo. They're saying the fire department, their own selves, released a photo on the Facebook.
You know, back, we used to call up your human towel rack at that age.
Yeah.
When you were a kid. I don't know if this guy was a kid or not. And then you would think, oh, what else I could put on there? And he probably put on a 25-pound weight, which doesn't look, that would just snap that pair right
5.5 pounds.
Oh, it's 5.5 pounds? Oh, you could do that.
2.5 kilograms.
Still might hurt a little bit.
It hurt a lot.
Because he engorged himself. It stuck, right?
Yes, it stuck.
Yeah, he must have really liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
The message on the Facebook post.
Yes, it fit.
Yeah.
Translated to, please do not imitate such actions.
And you snooped it?
Nope.
Because I just liked the story.
Yeah, I didn't care that much.
No. But I guarantee it's actually happened. And they might have pulled it right off. But some gym rat has put the thing on his junk.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe at the gym.
Yes.
All right. Oh, God, no. I don't even want to touch the
weights
today.
Think about them.
Yep.
Ew.
Think about them being violated.
Ew.
Like I did Petey's putter. Same thing.
Ew, that was way wrong.
We had to shatter Petey's putter, too, to get it off, remember?
Well, it was shattered emotionally.
Shattering Petey's putter.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.